Blake and Eva Show on Coast 93.1. Todd's here from News Center Maine.
Oh.
Todd versus Eva. Survey says, these are our top favorite smells. If you get one of the top five favorite smells first. And I'm going to put this question out there. What weird smell or bad smell do you for some reason like?
Because I love the smell of gasoline.
79 Coast, if you want to tell us about a weird smell that you actually love that everyone else is like, ew. 792-6278. You two, name one of the smells in the top five smells we love.
Go.
Who wants to go first?
Todd, go ahead.
All right. And this is not like a perfume or like a cologne.
No, it's smells of things.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go with fresh cut grass.
Fresh cut grass. Number one. Well, why did you let him go first, Eva?
I didn't have anything.
Game over.
Chocolate chip cookies in the oven.
Oh, that's a great smell.
A great one.
Oh, my God. I want a cookie so bad right now. Isn't that funny? That's one of those smells. You say it and you instantly can almost smell it.
Right.
Is it on the list?
Sorry, I was having a moment. No, it's not.
How about coffee?
Coffee is number two.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, number one, fresh cut grass. Number two, coffee. Number three, bacon.
Oh, yes.
Number four, clean laundry. And number five, cake. The weird smells that you actually like the ones that everyone else goes, ugh, but you go, mmm. Caitlin.
Low tide.
Low tide. You know what? Yeah. That's a good one, too. When it's really stinky, I'm kind of like, ugh. But when it's a mild low tide, just because it means beach and happy,
right.
You know?
I get that.
Yeah. I used to dig for clams when I was a kid with my family.
So it's nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to...
Time to make some money. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Nostalgic.
Would you go for, steamers or,
Yeah.
They do that little thing where you throw the rock and then they squirt and then you dig, dig, dig?
What? No.
I swear to God that was a thing. Okay, somebody listening knows what I'm talking about. I swear I didn't make that up.
Throw the rock?
The little steamers. You would throw the rock on the beach, and then you'd see them squirt, and that's where you knew they were, and then you'd dig.
I don't know. I've never.
Well, Caitlin was a professional, so maybe I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I wasn't a professional.
What are you talking about? All right, Caitlin, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Kayla, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. The weird smell you actually like.
Tires.
Tires.
Ooh.
Like the
rubber?
Like burnt rubber or like just...
No, like brand new tires.
Room temp tires.
Yeah.
Oh, like if you go to Town Fair Tire.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Oh, I guess
kind of
I kind of like that
smell.
Yeah.
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 Mm. Oh, so good.
Okay. Thank you, Kayla.
You're welcome.
You got to get Abercrombie to get on that.
Do it. Right.
Yeah. Ode to tire.
Yes.
Yeah. The new Town Fair tire fragrance.
Yeah.
Comes with a tire rotation.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Or free tires.
Thanks, Kayla.
Have a good day.
You too. Zachary, the weird smell you like.
Fresh beet before you cook it.
Fresh beet?
Beef.
Oh, beef.
Beef.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
that's a weird one. The other ones I was kind of on board with. That one, the smell of just because you really like steak?
I'm not a big steak eater, but I just like the smell of it before you cook it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to become a serial killer, Zachary? Because that sounds a little serial killer-esque.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Or a butcher.
My grandfather was a butcher, so...
Oh, my God, I thought he was going to say my grandfather was a serial killer.
Good evening, Clarice.
All right, Zachary, have a good morning.
Thank you, you too.
Hey, where's the meat?
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, weird smell you actually like.
Tomato vine.
Tomato vine.
Yeah, like when you take the top off of a tomato and you can smell that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a combination of tomato and fresh cut grass almost.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Super fresh.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, that makes me think of summer and like when the tomatoes are ripe. Mm-hmm. And,
cut them up with a little salt.
God, can we get through this whole mud season crap and get to summer? That's a good one. I like that one. Thanks, Chris. Have a good morning.
You too, guys.
First, she squeezes the tomatoes.
I just had one.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump, there may be somebody with tomatoes in the audience.
Tell Chris.